We're still open for drive-through and McDelivery. But helping keep you and our team safe is our priority. So we have fewer people working. We have screens in our kitchens and service areas. We're washing our hands more regularly and cleaning equipment and surfaces even more often too. And from pickup to drop-off, delivery is contact-free. With smaller teams, service will take longer than usual. So thank you for your patience. For specific restaurant hours, visit mcdonalds.co.uk or download our app. Opening hours may vary.
Ben Davis and Kelly K Show on 99.7 DJX.
All right, welcome to it. Hi, Kelly.
Hello.
Post-Super Bowl, little post-Super Bowl tiredness slash hangover here this morning. Hopefully you're doing all right. You know, Tampa Bay, as Kelly was hoping, Tom Brady delivers another one. So,
like a boss.
Put it in perspective. He now has more Super Bowl rings than any franchise in NFL. Like,
it's pretty impressive.
Yeah, at 7 Super Bowl wins, he has now more Super Bowl wins than any team has Super Bowl wins. So that is exactly, as you said, pretty impressive. 31.
So he has 10 now?
Those are appearances. He has seven wins. So he has 7 Super Bowl wins. You know, the Steelers have 6 Super Bowl wins. And, you know, there's, I think the Patriots have 6 Super Bowl wins. But yeah, Tom Brady, 7.
Look at that.
So yeah, there you are.
He should wear them all out to dinner one night.
He has worn them all before. And it is pretty impressive.
That's awesome.
We'll have to see what his hand looks like now once that 7th. Gets put on his ring. So, you know, if you're betting, hopefully you took Tampa Bay because they were the underdogs by about 3.5 points. And you would have, you know, got a little win there in your column. I am not a betting person, so I did not. I just enjoyed the game, ate my snacks, and and watched.
Said yay for sports.
Yeah, enjoyed sports and football for one last time. For the next, you know, 6 months or so.
Oh, no. Are you going into mourning now?
Well, you know, I mean, the lack of football is typically a time when I yearn for when football can return. I like watching football. There's no surprise there. Did you happen to enjoy any of the commercials during the game?
Yes. I think I liked the... Was it McConaughey? I just kind of saw part of it where he was like stuck in the snack machine.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
Okay. A lot of people are talking about the Oatly commercial. With the CEO of Oatly, it's, you know, just in a field singing this song.
Well, no cow. No, no, no.
I mean, it's for like oat milk, so it's wow. And that's the entire commercial. It's just him.
I think he needs his money back
in the middle. But there,
because no, that's not how you do it.
There were plenty of times when I looked, you know, at my family and was like, they paid for Super Bowl time. Look at like some of the commercials were just like, okay.
I don't think he's got a team that helps him market.
But I think that was part of
it. Looks like he maybe came up with that on his own.
Yeah, that was probably part of the point, is to have people talk about how awful it was. Well, it worked.
Maybe.
It worked. So, anyways,
it was brave.
It was brave, yes.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got plenty to come from, you know, last night, Super Bowl, all that fun stuff. We got a follow-up, actually, on a caller that we had last week. Who was wanting, or whose friend was wanting him to cover up an affair. So we'll give you that follow-up coming up a little bit later on in the show. Setting the bar stories and all that stuff. You know, it's a Monday. We'll get through it, all right? Ariana Grande now, here on 99.7 EJX. Good morning.
There's a way you hold me, hold me.
Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. We're streaming TheBenAndKellyShow.com, or you can always get us on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa or Siri to play 99.7 DJX. And we're there, too. All right, let's get your feel good. Do this every single hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
So, you know, they've had some snow in the northeastern part of the state. We're going to Rhode Island for this story. Last Monday, Abby Meeker and her friend's son, 10-year-old Christian Stone, went to the Westerly Hospital there and wiped off snow from 80 or so cars.
Oh.
The parking lots were being professionally plowed, but the car cleaning service was provided free of charge from these kids. They said they made it into a game. When they'd hear someone unlock their car, they would run over and make sure the car was ready. Obviously, they got a lot of smiling faces from the staff. A lot of gratitude there. So just really a fun way to kind of do something cool. Because, I mean, it's there's a lot of snow. And it's like the worst when you're super cold and your car is completely covered. And you just want to, like, get inside and get warmed up. There you go.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you, like, that is cleaning off the windshield of your car. I didn't think was a skill that you needed to learn. But apparently it is because my daughters are of driving age. And you know, I'm teaching them and how to drive. And they're getting in car and they're starting it up. And I'm like, can you see out your front window? And they're like, oh.
I haven't thought about that, Dad.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, you should probably clear your front window before you try to start driving. All right? I mean,
yeah, just especially if there's ice. You know, it's one thing just wipe some dusty snow off. You could probably do that with the windshield wipers. But no, if there's ice, you got to do a little scrapey.
I know. They're just, you know, start the car and, hey, you're going to go? Oh, okay. Let's stop.
You know what? The wind will dust
we'll
it off.
We'll clear everything off. Yeah, I know. All right, that is a good feel good.
Yep. We'll tweet it at Ben and Kelly Show.
All right, there you go. Feel good. Do them every hour throughout the morning here on 99.7 DJX. All right, setting the bar. These are small examples of what not to do. So if you can manage to make it through the day without, oh, I don't know, faking your own death to get out of prison, well, you're doing okay.
Wow.
So
that is elaborate. That's a big sentence.
It is. Okay. It is. And this is actually a follow-up to a story that we did late last year about the West Virginia woman who tried to avoid prison by faking her death because she was...
I still remember.
Yeah.
Do remember that.
Sentenced for health care fraud. And then her husband told police that, oh, you know what? It's West Virginia. It's pretty mountainous there, you know? She had actually fallen into a gorge and disappeared. Well, you know, there was a big search, you know.
That's pricey, too.
And
I mean, you have to pay people.
Yeah, and the search wound up finding her in a closet in their house.
Unexpected.
So the follow-up, you know, I mean, obviously it takes a minute for this stuff to get, like, through the court system and everything. She got an extra year tacked on to her 42 months for fraud. So, little lesson.
I think she got off a little lighter than what we maybe expected, though.
Yeah, a little lesson in crime doesn't pay. So not only does she have the 42 months for fraud, but then she gets the extra year tacked onto that. By the way,
the faking of the death.
Yeah, her husband, though, is faking up to 5 years for his role in the whole thing. So
because he kind of told the lie.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I was gonna
say, not good either.
She was just hiding in the closet.
Yeah, he made up the story.
Well, anyways, yes, this is a little follow-up to a setting the bar we did last year. But yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without, oh, I don't know, faking your own death when you're trying to get out of prison for healthcare fraud, well, you're doing okay.
Yeah, A, let's not commit the healthcare fraud, and B, let's not fake our own death.
There you go. Perfect. Win-win situation there.
There you go.
That's setting the bar. All right, feel good stories. Do this every single hour throughout the morning. Kelly Kay.
We're shining the spotlight on a New Mexico man.
All right.
With an unusual hobby. And now he has a new title to boot.
Okay.
He is one of the dullest men in the world.
Hey, okay.
There's an actual group. There's a club. It's called the Dull Men's Club.
Okay.
And they pick 12 people from around the world to be featured in their 2021 calendar.
All right.
Yep, they've got a calendar. So Johnny Meyer, is who I'm talking about specifically. He made the cut for his hobby of collecting gas station memorabilia. He's very excited about it. He actually owns like a museum of this memorabilia.
From KRQE.
Who'd ever thought of observing the different patterns on security envelopes? These are some extremely dull people.
Meyer owns and operates the Classical Gas Museum in Embuto, New Mexico. He says he's been a collector for about 20 years.
To me, the gas pumps are kind of sculptural. If you look at them, they're pieces of art.
Wow.
Yeah, pieces of art. So he said the Dull Men's Club co-founder stopped in after a Colorado rug dealer told him about the museum. So he was like, yeah, I didn't know there was a Dull Men's Club. I didn't know how many of us there really were. But he's hoping that his new title will inspire others to embrace their dullness. And by the way, you can buy the Dull Men's Calendar on Amazon for $15.
Wow, that is an investment.
I don't know if it benefits charity or just their dullness or what, but there you go. It's okay. Pretty great.
All right.
Right?
Yeah, embrace your dullness, I guess.
Yes. Just at Ben and Kelly Show, we'll tweet it. You should probably see it.
I think that's just an example of embracing who you are, right?
Exactly.
There you go.
And getting rewarded for it.
Yes, rewarded.
Finding something unique.
There it is. Feel good. Do them every hour throughout the morning here on 99.7 DJX. Group therapy, you send us a message. We'll try to help you out of a situation maybe by tossing it out to the group and getting some opinions from some people who aren't emotionally invested in your situation. So I don't know if you remember, we spoke to a listener who had been asked by his friend, his good friend, to be his alibi when he discovered that the person that he had been texting was an ex-girlfriend of his, and he was actually preparing for a secret rendezvous with this ex-girlfriend, unbeknownst to his wife. Here was some of that conversation.
But then he recently called me, and he told me he needed an alibi for something. He has a trip coming up that he had to take. He said he had to take it.
Oh, okay.
I mean, the thing is, he wanted me to pretend that him and I were going on an overnight golf trip.
Okay, so he's wanting you to be his alibi, like, hey, I'm with you in case anyone asks.
Exactly. Okay. And yeah, I mean, I feel iffy about that. So I mean, I can't lie to his wife.
Right.
That's what I told him. But I mean, he already said that I was going.
Oh, he already told her that you two were going.
Exactly. Yeah. So he dragged me into it.
Oh.
And I didn't really have a choice.
Yeah. So a lot of people were talking online at Ben and Kelly Show about, like, you do have a choice.
Like, yes, you say, listen, you tell her or I will.
Right.
Lay
exactly.
Down the law.
So we got a follow-up message from him. He writes, hey all, I just wanted to let you know what happened this weekend. So this was the weekend he was supposed to take his trip to see his ex-girlfriend.
Okay.
The one where I was supposed to be going with him on the golf trip. After hearing everyone, I decided to, quote, do the right thing. It was a lot harder than I thought it would be. When I tried to tell him I couldn't be his alibi, he tried convincing me he was going there to see his ex-girlfriend to break it off.
Oh, come on. Sorry. Continue.
okay, hang on. That it was too late for me to back out and that he just needed me to cover for him this one last time.
Uh-huh.
He was very persuasive.
Oh, boy.
So I said, okay.
Oh, God.
But just this last time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, before you freak out on me, after he left on Friday afternoon, I did something a little deceitful.
Uh-oh. The plot twist. The plot thickens.
He says, I called my friend's wife and asked her if she and her husband would be up for getting together on Saturday with my wife and I.
What is happening right now? Is he setting up some sabotage?
Oh, my God.
He continues.
Oh, this is more evil than I ever imagined.
She sounded confused and said she thought I was with her husband on a golf trip.
Oh, God.
This is making me feel anxious right now.
What is happening? Like, okay, so wait. So he's not like saying, hey, while we're on the trip, why don't you girls come and join us? He's not saying that. He's just playing dumb. He's saying, oh, hey, why don't you guys, let's go out, get some drinks tonight.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not with your husband. Oh, no.
Yeah. He says, she sounded confused and said she thought I was with her husband on a golf trip. I just told her I wasn't able to go. She sounded almost like she wasn't surprised, thanked me, and flat out asked me if he was going to see his ex-girlfriend.
Oh, wow. Oh, no. Oh, he is asked a direct question.
Wow. Okay, so he writes, I was so taken off guard by her question that I blurted out yes.
Oh, God. Oh, wow. Okay, so remember when some people were just like, you go tell her. He did.
He did. He 100% did. All right, and he finishes it. He says, she thanked me again and hung up. I haven't heard anything from either of them since.
Oh, wow.
I think I may have lost a best friend, but I feel better knowing I did the right thing. So thank you. Dang.
Oh, he might have also broken a marriage.
He said he was going to do something. He did something deceitful. He went in.
Oh, gosh.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm not sure the friendship is coming back from that.
So he just,
I'm not sure.
He just played dumb and called the wife and said, hey, why don't we get together? Have some drinks. And she's like, hey,
I'm bored with that.
I thought you were with my husband on a golf trip. And he's like, hey, I wasn't able to go. And so she's probably all like, but he went anyways, saying that he was on a golf trip. And then he's like, is he seeing his ex-girlfriend? And he's all like,
yeah. Well, so she, I mean, if she guessed that out the gate, was some indication that she was aware.
I was going to say, she saw some signs. She probably did her own snooping and discovered maybe some texts on his phone. I mean, woman's intuition. She knew. She knew something was up.
I cannot believe this is how that went down.
I know. Tiffany writes, the friend didn't break the marriage. The husband did that. Becca kind of corroborates that and says, he didn't break that marriage. The dude cheating broke that marriage. Brittany's right on with it. She texts in and says, yeah, sounds like she already knew or had some suspicions. Yeah, 100%. Yeah. 100%.
I have mixed feelings. I am glad that it's out in the open.
Yeah.
The way he did it is pretty sketch. Or genius. Not sure.
I don't know.
Look at it.
I don't know. He ripped the Band-Aid off. That's for sure.
He did. Like, oh, wow.
Having a couple drinks probably on Friday going, you know what I'm going to do? You know what I'm going to do?
I'm just going to do it.
And maybe he was just talking with his wife going, I'm just going to do it.
Maybe his wife gave him the idea.
Oh, gosh.
Listen, this is what you should do. You should just call him up and invite him out.
Are you saying that?
Like you don't know anything.
Are you saying that because the way he broke the news was very conniving?
Maybe.
And very calculated?
Wasn't fully calculated because he wasn't braced for the question that he was asked.
He wasn't prepared for the follow-up.
Hit him upside the head. Like, oh, God, she asked me directly.
Hang on. Did she? Yeah.
Oh, right. Wow.
So there you go. Group therapy, little follow-up. So he told her, and now that is that. So
you know what? It's probably best for everybody involved. It's painful right now.
Yeah.
Probably mostly for him and for her.
Yeah, well,
but
definitely.
It sounds like she kind of knew something was up already. Something was off.
Yeah, I got to think that she knew. She knew that something was up. So anyway,
maybe they can go to counseling, fix it. Maybe he'll change his ways. Who knows?
Maybe he was going there
to
break
sure
it off.
If I'm rooting for that yet or not. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just.
You can listen to the original call in its entirety up at WDJX.com. Click listen. And then this update. Wow. Didn't see that one coming.
I need to know what everybody thinks about what he decided to do. Is it genius? Is it evil? I don't know.
All right.
I can't decide.
All right. You can always message us or text in 502-571-9970. Man, our group therapy update follow-up with the guy who was stuck in the middle of the affair that his friend was kind of threw him in the middle of. The boys' weekend was supposed to be this past weekend, a little golf trip, when in reality he was going to meet up with his ex-girlfriend and threw his friend in the middle of it. And his friend was like, I don't know what to do. He followed up with us and was like, so I told his wife, hey, why don't we get together this weekend as couples?
And just kind of innocently was just like, you know what? I'll just invite them out. And she's all like, hey, I thought he was with you. And he's all like, oh, I couldn't go. And then she's all like, is he with his ex?
Oh,
and he's
God.
All like, yes.
Like, so, you know, because you did say, you're like, hey, do you think his wife and he kind of came up with that scenario. And Stephanie texts in and says, Kelly, I think you're right. I think that his wife may have told him to play stupid, or he and his wife at least talked about it before he actually did it, and they came up with that idea together.
But here's the thing, though. Minor little hole in his plan, maybe. Because if he said he couldn't go, then he knows that he's already on the trip.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't that make sense?
Yeah.
So
that's why I'm thinking, I'm like, okay, maybe he didn't corroborate with his wife, because she would have told him that.
Yeah.
Okay, so she's immediately going to say, all right, is he meeting someone else? And what are you going to say then? Because the way he wrote it, it didn't sound like he was prepared for that question.
Yeah, I don't think he thought it all the way through.
I don't think. Which
I think he kind of came up, you know what? I'm just going to call and see, you know, what she says when I just say, hey, you guys want to meet out? And then he didn't think about what she was going to say.
Yeah, I mean, that is a 100% guy move. Where you just, you don't think it all the way through, mm-hmm. and you're just like in the moment, and that was probably what happened. He was in the moment. He's like, you know what? I'm going to end this. I'm going to end this right now. I'm just going to say, you know what? Hey, let's go out for drinks. And she's going to ask, oh, I thought you were with him on a golf trip. I was like, nope, couldn't go. So see ya.
Yep. In his mind, he's just like, you know what? I'm just going to tell her I'm not there.
Yeah.
And then let her put the pieces of the puzzle together. I'm just going to walk away.
Chastity texted and said, FBI has nothing on a suspicious woman. Yeah, that is 100%.
True statement.
That is 100%. And everybody's pretty much on team genius. You know, is he team evil or team genius?
Couldn't decide initially. I think it is kind of team genius.
I think it's kind of team genius. So, I mean, regardless of whether he wasn't prepared for the follow-up question, it's out there now. And you know what? It shouldn't have been his to deal with anyway.
Yeah.
And he was put in there, and maybe he shouldn't be trusted with that sort of information. You know what?
This is true. Maybe there was lots of things that people learned in this entire scenario.
That's right. Maybe he learned he's not good with secrets. So, you know.
Wow.
All right. So, yeah, like I said, if you want to follow up and just, you can see all the comments on the original post at Ben and Kelly Show on Facebook and hear that a whole follow-up in all its juicy details at WDJX.com. Click listen. Coming up, there is one thing. Sorry, there's many things that people are talking about from last night, the Super Bowl. But there is one thing in particular that the internet has grabbed onto. And we'll tell you exactly what it is. And it surrounds the halftime show. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Oh, yeah. Last night, the culmination of football, greatness, sports, all that. Super Bowl 55. Brady and his Tampa Bay Buccaneers handily beat the Patrick Mahomes and Kansas City Chiefs 31-9. He now, and I'm referring to Tom Brady, 43 years old, who came to Tampa Bay for the final chapter of his Hall of Fame career, proved he is still the most dominant quarterback in the league. Now he has more Super Bowl titles with 7 than any franchise in NFL history.
Wow.
I know. The Steelers and the Patriots being the only other football franchise to have even 6 Super Bowl rings. He made history with the 5th MVP title for a Super Bowl, becoming the only player with 5. So, yeah.
It was a good night for Mr. Brady.
It was a good night. So, there was a moment in the halftime show with The Weeknd that everybody was talking about. First of all, The Weeknd performed there in Tampa. And I don't know if you caught any of it or not, but he did about 10-minute set. Had Starboy, The Hills, Can't Feel My Face, I Feel It Coming, Save Your Tears, Earned It, Glass Table Girls, House of Balloons, and Blinding Lights. I mean, rolled through a list of hits during the Super Bowl halftime show. Some people loved it. Some people were like, meh.
Yeah, it was kind of meh for me, to be honest.
Yeah?
But I'm glad there wasn't, like, a scandal. There wasn't any, like, awkwardly placed camera shots. There wasn't any, you know, scantily clad people.
No.
He promised family friendly, and I think he delivered on that.
Yeah, I think so, too. But I'll tell you that, you know, there was a moment when he goes into the, what was it, the kind of a hall of mirrors sort of thing
He looked like lost.
Right, where he's kind of looking around and he's almost like holding like a selfie stick, it almost seems like, right?
Uh-huh. Looked like he was doing his own camera work while trying to sing.
Right, where he's bringing the camera along with him. Well, that got turned into the meme of the night. Yes.
Memes on memes on memes.
100%. And so with everybody tweeting things like, hey, me trying to follow the hostess to my table at the Cheesecake Factory, trying to find a bathroom when you're about to mess your pants. Midwesterners looking for significantly discounted clothing.
Okay.
To Patrick Mahomes trying to find someone to throw to, which accurate, right?
Yeah.
And one of the most vicious ones was the Kentucky Wildcats trying to find a win. Oh,
listen. You had to go there?
I didn't.
Is that where we're going?
No, as others did. And I just read it.
No, you brought it up. You brought it up.
I did.
You were also to blame. Mean. I'll say this. We did notice that there's the point where the dancers kind of had, the bandages on the head.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people we were watching with said it looked like underwear.
Yes.
So then our daughters came down with
underwear
on the head.
I love it.
Trying to do the dance with them.
I love it.
It was spot on.
Well, when he started rolling into Blinding Lights, it looked kind of like his dancers were doing the TikTok dance, at least part of it, that the McFarlanes...
I kind of needed the TikTokers to be shown on the screen. Did you not need that? I needed it. I needed the McFarlanes up there.
Yes!
Yeah.
Yes, I needed 100%. The McFarlanes to come out and do the TikTok dance while he was singing Blinding Lights, which...
He gets a strike for not including that. I'm a little upset.
Which my mom, she texted me during his performance. And she was like, is this the Weeknd singer currently popular on your station? And I was like, yeah. And she was like, never heard of him. We're having trouble understanding him.
Yeah, you really couldn't hear him much. And you could kind of hear him kind of hit the high notes a little bit. The music was very loud.
Yeah. And she says, looks like they're wearing jock straps on their heads.
Exactly. It was either underwear or jock straps.
One of the two.
And
then she was like, that wasn't the blinded by the light that we thought it would be. Yeah. She's talking about the old Manfred Mann, Blinded by the Light, that song.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Blinding Lights is...
I mean, I get he was trying to stick with the narrative of what he was trying to do with, like, his album story or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not sure if it translated well to people who were unaware of that part of it.
To the mass audience that are watching the Super Bowl halftime show. But overall, I mean, I think, he stuck to his hits. He played his hits.
And he had a lot of them.
Yeah, and so you can... relive the entire halftime show if you want up at WDJX.com. Even the mayor of Toronto declared February 7th international
the weekend day.
The weekend day. Yeah, he received his own day in his hometown.
The title of the day is kind of awkward to say.
Yeah, it is kind of. So anyways, you can see all that up WDJX.com. The Weeknd there, obviously coming off of his Super Bowl halftime performance. You can see the entire thing up at WDJX.com. Some of the memes that took place and all that fun stuff from last night.
And there's also commercials and all the, I guess, movie trailers mm-hmm. that debuted last night, too.
Yeah.
Some of the favorites. I was a fan of the Bud Light Seltzer making lemonade out of lemons.
Oh.
It was one of the funniest ones.
Yeah, when the lemons are coming out of the sky, like pelting everybody.
Just pelting people, yes. And then one guy comes up at the end and is like, you know what they say? He's like, yeah, we know.
Yeah, we know, Tim.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I did enjoy the Drake making his Drake from State Farm cameo.
You couldn't find a stand-in that looked anything like me?
Look, guys, I don't even have a stand-in.
Of course you do.
Hold on. Is that Drake?
That's right. Drake from State Farm. Like a good neighbor.
Nope.
Stand-ins don't have lines.
Oh.
Okay.
Like a good neighbor. State Farm is there.
Of course.
Drake from State Farm in his place.
Yes. I was going to say Drake was the stand-in. So, yeah, stand-ins don't have lines. Sorry about that. And then what was the trailer? It was the Falcon and the Winter Soldier. That's a Marvel thing,
yeah.
right?
Yes, it is a good job. That's a Marvel Universe movie.
Yeah, so we got a chance to see that trailer for the very first time. You can see that up at WDJX.com. And let me just tell you real quick. I don't want to get off of on a big old Marvel tangent, but I went in on WandaVision over the weekend, and I've got to say,
did?
I have no idea what the backstories on any of them are. I don't know. Uh-huh. I don't know Vision. I don't know Wanda. I don't know anything. I don't know anything. Mm-hmm. But I will say, that series on Disney Plus is fantastic.
See, I know everything about the Marvel Universe. I've been all in, and we couldn't make it past 15 minutes of the first episode.
No. Kelly, I thought the same thing. First episode is really weird.
It's bizarre. I was like, what is happening? I don't understand it.
It reveals itself episode after episode, and then by the fifth episode, you're like, wow, okay. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm telling you, stick with it. Stick with it. You got to go back in.
I was annoyed at the first. I was like, listen, I don't know what's happening. I'm out. This is weird. I was trying to get my son involved, and he was like, Mom, this is weird. I don't understand this. Because he didn't get the whole 50s-style TV show thing.
Right. If you like Kelly, only watched the first 15 minutes of WandaVision, it's very like Bewitched. Like that old show Bewitched from like the 50s. And Dick Van Dyke and all that. And so
black and white television.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. If you've only watched it the first 15 minutes, you're not getting the entire story and you're not getting the entire thing because it starts to reveal itself. It starts to peel back the layers. And I was like, oh, okay.
Okay, but okay, so, compare it to Mandalorian. Where does it compare?
Oh, I mean, it's completely different. It's completely different. Yeah, it's 100% completely different. Right, exactly.
All right.
And so I don't even want to tell you what this show compares to in my mind, because I think that'll be a giveaway if you haven't already started watching some more of the episodes and peeling back the layers yourself. So I'm telling you, go back in on WandaVision. It's good.
Okay.
And this is coming from a guy who literally knows nothing about Marvel Universe.
You're not in the Marvel Universe, like, at all. With any sort of vested interest.
My interest in Marvel is Mallrats and Spider-Man.
That is not in the Marvel Universe. If you keep contending,
Stan Lee.
That's in the Marvel Universe. It's I need Stan Lee. Objects removed.
All right. Hey, coming up next, it's your feel-good story. We do this every single hour throughout the morning.
I'm calling this a feel-good.
Oh, God.
Okay. Because...
how far do we have to stretch?
For breakfast is coming to your mouth real soon.
All right.
I'm calling this a feel good.
All right. That's next. All right. Feel good stories. We do this every single hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
I'm calling this a feel good.
Okay.
Because, wait for it.
Mm-hmm.
Brownies for breakfast.
Okay. Knew it had to be food related. All right.
Oh, yeah. So, Little Debbie, cosmic brownies. You know them, right? They're iconic. They got the little, you know, rainbow chocolate pieces on top, right? They're making that a cereal. And my mouth is ready.
Oh, okay.
Yes. I mean, just like the classic brownie you know and love, these little chocolate pieces will be dotted with the cosmic rainbow pieces. And, you know, this isn't the first time they've actually made a cereal out of a Little Debbie snack cake. Oatmeal cream pie cereal exists.
Uh-huh. So,
did you know that? I didn't know that.
No, I didn't know that either. So, I'm sorry I don't have the same excitement as you for this cereal, but
$3.99 a box in May. Brownies for breakfast.
Okay.
Get on my level.
I mean, kind of. It's cereal.
This is
though,
amazing news.
Right?
I will become a cereal eater after this. And, oh, can you imagine the milk? That cereal will leave.
Yeah, that'll be some chocolate milk, right?
That will blow your little cinnamon toast crunch milk out of the water, sir.
I'm not a chocolate, like, in the morning. I'll do the chocolate chip pancakes every now and then, but typically I'm not like a chocolate for breakfast sort of guy.
Get out of here with that.
Yeah,
because
I mean,
you are missing out on one of life's truly huge miracles.
Okay.
It's a miracle. I'll say that.
Oh, it's a miracle.
Yes, chocolate for breakfast.
It's a miracle.
It's a miracle.
All right.
It's one of life's miracles.
Okay.
So there you go. In May, $3.99 a box. Look forward in store shelves.
There you go.
That's feel good.
Do them every hour. Some are better than others. on 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
I don't know how to answer this group therapy message. There are many different levels to this, but we're going to say it's dog drama, okay?
Is this above our pay grade?
It's above mine.
So we're going to have to ask all of our experts in our massive audience.
You give us a lot of credit here, Kelly. You can always message us at Ben and Kelly Show. We'll throw it out to the group and see if we can get some help for you from some unbiased, unemotional people who aren't that invested in your situation. Got this message, and I'll just toss it out. I don't know necessarily how to feel about this. All right. So we got a message from a listener who said, last month, my girlfriend got me a puppy for my birthday. We had agreed upon a cat from a nearby shelter.
That's different.
Yeah, that was very sweet. And the day she left to, quote, pick up the kitty, she instead went to a breeder and brought home a 10-week-old Siberian Husky.
Well, that's different. Wow, there's lots of twists and turns.
Yep, it continues. I asked where my new cat was. My girlfriend decided cats won't help my unmasculine image. And then he puts in parentheses, I'm skinny asthmatic with glasses who could fit into any nerd movie. Okay, kind of paints the picture there.
All right.
He continues, I know about huskies. My small apartment and homey lifestyle doesn't work for them. I hit the blanking roof, told her to get out, take the dog with her.
Wow.
She stormed out and left the dog.
Oh, no.
I took care of him for about a week while trying to find the breeder and get in contact with the breeder. Meanwhile, my girlfriend is ignoring my calls and texts. So I put up a post and found a great husky home with people that already owned one and were looking for a companion. My girlfriend finally reached out to me and said she wanted the husky to try and get her money back.
Oh, no.
I told her I just gave the dog away to a deserving home.
Uh-oh.
Now my girlfriend is saying that I stole the dog and owe her the $2,000 she paid.
They are that expensive?
I do love my girlfriend, but she's basically saying to pay her $2,000 or we're through. What would you do?
Oh my gosh. Okay, wait a second. So when she left, I thought they were broken up because she like wasn't returning calls. Yeah, I thought it was done.
Now
he still loves her and wants to repair the relationship.
I go back to the statement that you just said, like, I didn't know huskies were $2,000. Holy cow.
That is really interesting information. Wow. That is wow. Yeah. Okay. There are many, many, many layers here. Here's what I'm thinking. He follows through, gives the husky a good home with the family. Sounds like for the dog, that is going to be a better situation. I don't really trust her to be a good puppy parent with how she has done so far with it.
Yeah, I mean, I think he probably shouldn't have just given the dog away without consenting with his girlfriend.
Now, he tried. She didn't return calls. It's not like he didn't try to reach out.
I know, but he did. According to his message, he only lived with the dog for about a week.
Yes.
So, like, is that enough time to then say, you know what, I'm just going to give the dog away?
I feel like yes.
Okay.
Maybe. I think also, we don't date her anymore. I feel like we don't.
Okay.
Maybe we pay her the $2,000 hush money.
Oh, my gosh. Away.
We just pay her off, make her go away. We don't date her anymore. We give the puppy a better home, and then we cut her losses, and we go find someone else better to date.
You assume that he just has $2,000 to just throw at her. Like, maybe he doesn't. And maybe that's a big issue.
Maybe a payment plan.
All right. So clearly, Kelly and I aren't necessarily giving the best advice here. That's where we need to turn to you. 502-571-9970 or at Ben and Kelly Show. It's group therapy. Man, group therapy. We got a message from a listener whose girlfriend got him a husky, a $2,000 husky. Now, they had agreed upon a cat and then shows up with the husky for his birthday. And now he kind of flew off the handle and she stormed out. He's been trying to get in touch with her. And then finally, when he couldn't, he's been seeing, you know, caring for this dog for a week, he decided to give it to husky owner that wanted one. And now she's all like, hey, give me back the $2,000 that it cost for me to get this dog in the first place.
We got a lot of opinions. Demetrius texted, technically, if he's been feeding and caring for it for a week, according to that, he is the owner.
Mm.
Also, she got it for him as a gift, so he's still the owner, has the right to do with it what he wants. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, Alice says she's definitely not a stable person. She ignored his tries to reach out. She abandoned the dog. 1 week is more than enough time. Yes, Kelly, don't date her anymore.
Yeah.
Thank you, Alice, for agreeing with my assessment.
Right. Zach, what do you think?
I mean, it was a gift. The dog was a gift.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there's nothing else he's got to do. I mean, if he wants to sell the dog, if he wants to give it away, you know, whatever he wants to do, that's his dog.
Dogs are considered property, are they not?
True.
Is this similar to like an engagement ring, or is this like just an expensive lesson for her?
It's just an expensive lesson for her. I mean, come on, you don't get a dog without talking to somebody, especially if you said you're going to get a cat.
Right. Yeah, that's,
you know what I mean?
Like, that's 100%.
If you get a little dog versus a bigger dog, okay, that's okay.
Yeah.
But I mean, a cat versus a dog, you know?
Yeah.
It's like saying I'm going to go get a bunny, and then you go get a horse.
Good point. Good point, Zach. Yeah, you know, and I don't think we're discussing owning a cat and owning a dog are, no matter of size, are completely different.
Like, very different. Like, I'm not a cat person, but from what I gather, they're much more independent. Are they not?
Yeah. I mean, I can go and leave food out, leave water out, make sure the litter box clean before I leave. I could leave the cats for a couple days and come back, and they're like, oh, you left?
Okay. See, yeah, dog, much different, especially a puppy.
Mm-hmm.
OMG, there's a lot of care that goes into a brand new puppy for several months. And even after that, it's much more of a high-maintenance situation
than
a cat.
Ashley, she's being a bee. She buys him a gift he doesn't want. She doesn't respond. Have you even ever lived with a new puppy? A week can be hell. And he needs to give her new deserving home, too. So, all right.
Exactly. So he found a family that's going to be way better suited for this husky. And I think at this point, it's really about what's best for the dog.
Yeah. Christina's like, he needs to sell the dog for $2,500 and make a profit. Well, I mean, that's fine and good.
Oh, wow.
He already gave it away. So, I mean, he legit just gave it away.
Wow. Which bargain for the new family.
I know, right? Can we talk about the family that got the husky puppy for free?
Wow.
Oh, dang. Okay. So,
And we also agreed, again, we're not dating her anymore.
Yeah.
They are no longer girlfriend, boyfriend, because he was all like, well, I really love her. I'm like, no. She's a bad puppy parent. She abandoned you and the dog. We're not dating her anymore.
Yeah.
We decided that, right?
I guess we're calling it quits on this relationship.
Are you hanging on? Ben Davis, you sound like you're hanging on. You sound like you're hesitant to let go.
I don't know. I'm a very like, water under the bridge, you know.
She not displayed very many redeeming qualities at all.
Fool me one time, sure. Fool me you know. I don't know. Listen, we don't have all day to spend on this. We don't have all day, but if you want to chime in or see what other people are chiming in about, at Ben and Kelly Show on Facebook, you can hit like, and then you can see the entire email and then what everybody's saying on Facebook there.
We're all on team dump her, give the dog away, it's yours.
Okay. All right.
That's what we're on. All of us collectively.
Oh yeah, and you know what, Demetrius? He does come back. You know, you read his text just a little bit ago. He says, "Don't hang on, Ben. She literally bought a $2,000 dog because she thinks her boyfriend is unmanly." You know what? That is an excellent point.
We glazed over that.
I forgot about that completely.
Yes. No, again, zero redeeming qualities for this girl.
All right, there you go. I think we're all in agreement here, right?
Yes, we are. We are dumping her right now.
It's an expensive lesson for her, and you know what? There's bigger fish in the sea for him.
She also needs to examine her personality and how she treats people in relationships. Maybe she'll grow from this.
And that's the hope. All right, that's group therapy. 99.7 DJX. You know, not everybody is excited about Valentine's Day. You know, those who are scorned and single may just be rolling their eyes when anybody brings up love and Valentine's Day. So that's why so many different companies have, hey, name a cockroach after one of your exes. You know, hey, do this, do that, you know, like all these like nasty things that you can do to your ex. Well,
fun little ways to get revenge. Yeah. Make yourself feel better.
So this might be something that maybe the Kentucky Humane Society here locally could pick up, because this out of Lexington from LEX 18.
The Lexington Humane Society is holding a smear campaign just in time for Valentine's Day. For a $10 donation,
yep,
your ex's name will be written on a litter box so one of the LHS cats can poo on them.
they'll
retropution?
Yep, they'll name a litter box after your ex, and the cats can just go ahead and squat and use it.
Oh,
the
wow.
Humane Society says cats, oh my gosh, the picture is terrible. The Humane Society's cats can be spiteful creatures who are more than happy to take a number two on your former number one.
Oh my God.
A number two on your former number one.
Everything about this news. Yeah, I know. Everything about this news report is fantastic.
Donations can be made on the LHS website. The stinky promotion ends on February 12th.
All right. So,
looking at you, KHS.
I know. I was going to say, every week we feature adoptable animals with Wet Nose Wednesday. I'm just saying, Megan, this is an opportunity here to raise some money for the Kentucky Humane Society and then allow for others to name a litter box after their ex.
That is fantastic.
Yeah, so we'll tweet the story out so you can see it at Ben and Kelly Show.
How many litter boxes do they have? I
know. I can just start naming them all.
Line them up.
Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
Well, speaking of all of that wintry-like weather, in the thick of last Monday's storm in Rhode Island, two people there kind of wanted to help out some hospital staff get home to their families faster. So last Monday afternoon, into the evening, Abby Meeker and her friend's son, 10-year-old Christian, put on their winter gear, went to the hospital's parking lots. Christian wanted to do something good for nurses about a month ago when it stormed, and he said next time it snowed, we want to clean cars off for nurses.
Oh, okay.
So I told him I would come with him, and they kind of made it a game. As soon as they heard someone open their car door, they ran over and cleared it. They cleared about 80 cars. Isn't that great?
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, think about how nice that is. You come out from a long day of working at the hospital, right?
Yep.
Lots going on, and then the last thing you want to do is, you know, clear off all of that snow from your car. Maybe there's some ice too. You just want to get inside, start to warm up, and you got someone else taking care of that for you.
That's great.
That is great. Awesome.
That is great.
At Ben and Kelly Show, we tweeted the story.
I know. I had to explain to my daughters that, yes, you do have to clean off your windshield before you actually drive. They're new drivers, you know. And
they get in and then you're like, hey, how are you going to see?
I mean, they get in, they turn the car on, and they put it in gear, and I'm like, you got to go? Can you look? Are you looking out the front windshield? Can you see anything?
Seeing is imperative to driving well.
All right. Well, that is a feel good, though.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
All right. We do those every hour throughout the morning here on 99.7 DJX. Setting the bar. These are small examples of what not to do. I got to admit, I had one a long time ago. I'm not proud of it. And had I done what Blakely did, I may not be in the position I'm in right now. So,
okay, what are we talking about?
If you can manage to make it through the day without calling 911 because a bouncer seized your fake ID, you're doing okay.
Oops. Listen, I will say this. I didn't have one, but my mom a long time ago said that I should help my sister get a fake ID. I was like,
okay, that's not what to do either. Yeah, Blakely, she wanted to get into a bar outside Oklahoma City, right? She was turned away by the bouncer who confiscated her Texas ID, which she had, carried the name McCammy Queen, right? So she got mad, called the police. Well, Blakely explained to the police what happened and insisted that, yes, I am McCammy Queen. She didn't actually think they would run a computer check on the ID.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. So there isn't actually a McCammy Queen in existence, for one. For two, it came back, the license actual number came back as a male in Texas.
Uh-oh.
And so then she was arrested. on
felony
charges of presenting a fake ID with the intention of misleading a police officer. That is a no-no.
Wow. So she didn't like call 911 and say, hey, my fake ID was stolen. She didn't say that.
No.
She was just like, she just said my ID was stolen.
Yes.
And then just didn't think that they would like they look in the computer.
Right, right. They wouldn't be like, well, here, let me take a look at this ID. Let me run it just to see if,
Let's
you know.
See if we can find it for you in our handy database.
Oh my gosh. So again, I'm not going to say that I'm proud of owning a fake ID back in the day. I think it got me into one bar. I used it very, very, very a few times before it actually got confiscated by a bouncer at a bar too. So I mean,
was it your face, your name, just a different birth date?
No, it was a
Were you McLovin? What was happening? What was your name?
It was like a McLovin. I just found this ID. Like, I found it on the floor of a bar. And so I was like, okay, maybe I could go as this guy. And so, and so the guy didn't really even look like me. And so it was no wonder that I got turned away several times by this. I did get admitted a few times because, you know, every now and then the bouncers would just kind of look, make sure that.
Be like, whatever.
Yeah. Or yeah, they didn't care. They were just checking years and they're like, all right, sure. You were born this year. All right, fine. You're in. But yeah.
Oh, well.
Don't be like Blakely and
no fake IDs. They're bad. Don't do it. Right. It's not worth the trouble that you get in.
Nope. That's Set at the Bar on 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. A lot of people talking about, you know, the Super Bowl, rightly so, this morning. I don't know how many of you are actually talking about this moment that happened in the fourth quarter of what was already a futile attempt from the Kansas City Chiefs to make a comeback there in the fourth quarter, down 31-9. But there was a streaker wearing an electric pink bodysuit that ran onto the field and actually almost made it all the way to the end zone. This call, though, from Kevin Harlan, the radio announcer for Westwood One, paints quite the picture, we'll say.
5:03 to go. Someone has run on the field. Some guy with a bra. And now he's not being chased. He's running down the middle of the 40. He's pulling down his pants. Put up your pants, my man.
So he's play-by-play calling this streaker at the Super Bowl last night.
Like, well, you have to.
Right, right. Like he's running with the football.
Pull up those pants. He breaks a tackle from a security guard. The 20, down the middle, the 10, the 5. He slides at the 1, and they converge on him at the goal line.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't look like he actually made it into the end zone. Looks like he was down at the 1.
Pull up your pants.
And
take off the
boot, bra
and be a man.
Yeah, be a man.
Oh, wow.
okay. So, yeah, we've tweeted out that video. If you missed that from last night's Super Bowl, at Ben.
I did miss that. And I'm thinking he missed the boat too. If you're going to do that, if you're streaking at the Super Bowl, bring a ball. So, you know, maybe you could say you scored a touchdown.
Or at least get into the end zone. Like,
he
didn't even make it into the end zone. Down at the 1. Yeah. So, anyways, at Ben and Kelly Show, if you want to see that video. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. By now, yes, you know, Tom Brady and the Buccaneers won the Super Bowl last night over Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. Maybe you didn't know because you missed this. Someone was trying to steal a little bit of the spotlight in that Aaron Rodgers, when he's accepting his NFL MVP award, slips in the fact that he got engaged in 2020.
Which was like, hang on, just a sec, back the truck up. The last that we knew of, he was dating Danica Patrick, but then they broke up late last year. And then it was like nothing, crickets, and now he's engaged?
An honor to win this award for the third time. 2020 was definitely a crazy year.
Uh-huh.
I got engaged.
Got engaged.
And I played some of the best football of my career. Thank you so much. Peace and love. Good night.
Yeah, got engaged.
I mean, just slipped it in there all nonchalantly, and we're all like, hang on, we didn't even think you were dating anybody.
Yeah, like, wait, what? What? Yeah, right. So Aaron Rodgers. Now, he has been rumored to be dating Shailene Woodley. So is she the one that he's engaged to? Perhaps.
Well, according to our website, yes, because that's what we went with.
All right. So there you go.
We just assumed.
So Aaron Rodgers is trying to steal a little bit of that Tom Brady thunder from last night's Super Bowl victory, which is now his 7th, which makes him more Super Bowl wins than any actual NFL team, which is kind of amazing. in and of itself. So
it's amazing.
I mean, if you're wanting to be a winner and to learn how to be a winner, like, that guy is probably someone you should study.
I mean, it's like he had most of his wins were with the Patriots, right? In the first year with the new team.
Yeah.
And he does it again. I mean, how many people can say that they do that?
Yeah, pretty amazing. If you missed anything from the show, you can always catch up on the podcast at WDJX.com. We had a follow-up from a call that we received last week from a guy who was kind of stuck in the middle of an affair. Not that he was in, but that his friend kind of threw him in to be like an alibi. His response to us was kind of mind-blowing.
There was a plot twist we did not see coming.
We weren't ready for that.
I could never in a million years have predicted that it was going to end this way.
I know, right? So you need to listen back if you missed. Up at WDJX.com, click listen. Otherwise, have a good one. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Can't get enough.
Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode, only on 99.7 DJX.